观众朋友们，大家好，今天是7月16号，星期四，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国国务卿蓬佩奥今天在记者会上说，将对侵犯人权的中国科技公司的部分员工实施签证限制，其中就包括华为公司。蓬佩奥表示说，华为是中国共产党监控国家的一个分支，负责审查政治意见人士。
The United States has a Huawei announcement of our own today. State Department will impose visa restrictions on certain employees of Chinese technology companies like Huawei that provide material support to regimes engaging in human rights violations and abuses globally.
目前还不清楚有多少人将受到影响。华为在其网站上表示，它在170多个国家还有地区拥有19.4万多名员工。一天前，英国政府宣布禁止华为参与其 5G 网络建设。西方国家普遍认为华为受制于中国共产党，他们担心华为的 5G 产品会威胁国家安全。华为一直否认与中国政府的关系。英国政府星期二宣布将停止在其 5G 网络建设中使用华为的设备，这完全改变了他6个月之前的决定，似乎是受到了美国制裁华为的影响。而中国则表示，英国的这一举措有可能会影响到两国的贸易关系。
英国政策逆转，意味着从2020年底起将禁止所有移动运营商使用新的华为设备，并且必须在2027年之前移除所有现有的华为 5G 技术。这项决定作出之前，美国于5月对华为实施制裁，以阻止美国公司向华为供应至关重要的半导体芯片。
Given the uncertainty that this creates around Huawei's supply chain, the UK can no longer be confident it will be able to guarantee the security of future Huawei 5G equipment.
英中之间因为北京对香港的镇压以及在处理新冠疫情上的做法，已经让两国关系处于紧张状态。网络安全分析师詹姆斯·沙利文表示，但这并不是华为禁令背后的动机。
Nothing's really changed in terms of the threat.Perceived from China, nothing has really changed in terms of what Huawei is perceived that it can and can't do maliciously. It really is down to that fundamental problem of supply. And at the end, the UK has decided that it can't go with Huawei because it is an unreliable supplier.
美国表示，由于华为与中国政府关系密切，因此构成了国家安全风险，并且担心华为的设备可能被用于间谍活动。华为否认了这种说法。并表示，美国正试图压制一个商业竞争对手。
The American administration have decided to trip up the competition.
英国与美国、澳大利亚、新西兰和日本一起禁止华为设备。华为表示，此举将使英国陷入数字慢车道。北京暗示了更广泛的经济后果，
也是中国在英投资是否安全的风向标。中方将密切关注。
中国分析师曾瑞生说，北京的愤怒是一个危险的信号。
A company, whether it is state-owned or privately owned, that enjoys this level of support from the Chinese government, which is prepared to use everything at the disposal of the Chinese state to support that company, makes that company extremely unusual.
英国的禁令标志着美国政策和对华为的制裁取得了胜利。华盛顿希望其他西方盟国能尽快效仿。美国之音李奇威尔，伦敦报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥再次重申，中国在南中国海的主权主张完全不合法。分析人士认为，美国可能会对中国采取强硬的军事立场，还有制裁。
蓬佩奥在周三早间的例行记者会上再次重申了美国的观点。
On Monday, for the first time, we made our policy on the South China Sea crystal clear. It's not China's maritime empire. If Beijing violates the international law and free nations do nothing, then history shows that the CCP will simply take more territory. That happened in the last administration. Our statement gives significant support to ASEAN leaders who have declared that the South China Sea disputes must be resolved through international law.Not might makes right. What the CCP does to the Chinese people is bad enough, but the free world shouldn't tolerate Beijing's abuses as well.
美国周一发表声明，称中国在南中国海的主权声明不合法。 北京使用强权即公理的恐吓手段，损害东南亚国家的主权。国际仲裁法庭2016年7月12日作出裁决，认为中国的九段线违反联合国海洋法公约，指中国宣称的历史权利缺乏国际法基础。此后，奥巴马政府呼吁遵守这项裁决，但未明确表示认可，也未将中国行使的海事管辖称为非法。四年之后，美国采取如此强硬的态度，分析人士认为，这是因为中国近两年在南中国海的行为已经让美国退无可退。专家认为，未来不仅将在南中国海地区看到美国舰船更多的活动，而且美国还有可能对中国进行制裁。
Well, I think it certainly means that we will see tougher statements against China and in support of the rightful actions by countries like Vietnam, Malaysia, Indonesia, the Philippines to access their resources that are in their waters. There could be the deployment of military ships involved against China.
So I think the next step would be something like sanctions, I think, is something that's certainly been talked about in Congress and that the president has the authority to do. It should not allow U.S. businesses or banks or any other businesses that operate in the United States to do business with or support in any way the construction or the facilities in that region. That would be a small thing, but I think it would be something that we could imagine. I think the bigger picture for the United States is that they want to use this as the clear statement will help it build support and alliances with other countries in the Southeast Asia, because those countries would then be able to come out against China as well and know that the United States is on the same page, and that would encourage them to stand together.
专家称，基于这样的清晰立场，美国将在印太地区巩固伙伴关系，重新获得各国信任和依赖。美国之音未知采访报道。
美国总统特朗普签署通过香港自治法，美国多位的国会议员表示与香港人民站在一起。
美国总统特朗普星期二签署香港自治法，要中国为打压港人的行动承担责任，并签署一项行政命令终止香港的特殊待遇。美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期三说，特朗普总统此前已表示，若中国以一国一制对待香港，习近平选择破坏中国共产党对香港的承诺，美国会采取行动对付中国，其他国家也会如此。蓬佩奥说，周一他将前往英国和丹麦访问，他相信中共及其对全世界自由人民的威胁将是议程的重中之重。提出香港自治法的共和党联邦参议员图米在推特上说，香港自治法成为法律，重申美国作为一个国家与香港站在一起，对破坏香港基本人权的北京共产党人的惩罚性制裁即将到来。他感谢共同提出这项法案的范和伦参议员与特朗普总统的支持。民主党联邦参议员范和伦在推特上说，他将和图米参议员一道确保法案的规定得到充分执行。他说，特朗普还没有利用现有的权力制裁中国，现在他必须施加这些惩罚。乔治亚州共和党籍联邦众议员道格·柯林斯在推特上感谢特朗普总统为香港挺身而出，对抗中国共产党以及对香港自治的侵略攻击。他说，美国与香港人民站在一起。亚利桑那州共和党籍联邦众议员黛比·莱斯科在推特上感谢特朗普总统签署香港自治法，对中国共产党和其他企图破坏香港自由的团体实施制裁。华盛顿香港民主委员会主席杨景霞对美国之音说，特朗普签署香港自治法和制裁侵犯人权的中共官员，显示美国政府对中共不会手软，在美国的香港人会继续发声，期望香港安全港法案尽快通过。
眼前就是有那个 Safe Harbor Law， 对不对？还有这个 App， 这也是有两边的去推的，对不对？有 Marco Rubio 从一边，有另外一边 House 也一起在推这个法案。这法案是就给香港人的一种保护，像一个 Refugee 的 Status， 那个也在推啊。然后另外也还有多一条那个 Freedom Act。然后呢，在华盛顿呢，我们都一起在不同的声音啊，就是我们一起继续的发出我们的声音，说还有最重要的最近的有一个东西，就是那个停止那个引导条例，就会为了这个事情我们极力的去推，就是要 cancel 那个 extradition。 然后其实美国国会里面也有这个动作，说打算要把这个 extradition 要 cancel 掉。
前香港众志秘书长黄之锋转发图米参议员的推文，他说很高兴看到特朗普将香港自治法签署为法律，鉴于北京不断对香港进行镇压，这项两党立法为美国政府提供了新的应对工具。展望未来，他敦促国会通过香港安全港法案。前香港众志常委罗冠聪在脸书上说，特朗普总统签署香港自治法，显示国安法实施后，国际社会的反弹更为剧烈，国际必会继续监察香港状况，遏制中共威权扩张。他说，一切都是习近平的战狼外交自招，香港只能靠港人自救与团结。美国之音许湘云华盛顿报道。
特朗普总统签署了国会当中获得跨党派支持的香港自治法案，同时签署了行政命令终止对香港的特殊待遇。此外，他还赞赏了英国对华为的禁令。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
在北京对香港实施港版国安法之后，美国国会的参众两院很快地通过了香港自治法案，并且呢在7月2号送交白宫，等待特朗普总统签署。7月14号星期二的下午5点，特朗普总统在白宫玫瑰园当中召开记者会，宣布他已经签署了香港自治法，并且另外签署一项行政命令，取消了香港的优惠待遇。我们看看特朗普总统在白宫玫瑰园当中怎么说。
Today I signed legislation and an executive order to hold China accountable for its oppressive actions against the people of Hong Kong.The Hong Kong Autonomy Act, which I signed this afternoon, passed unanimously through Congress. This law gives my administration powerful new tools to hold responsible the individuals and the entities involved in extinguishing Hong Kong's freedom. We've all watched what happened. Not a good situation. Their freedom's been taken away, their rights have been taken away, and with it goes Hong Kong, in my opinion, because it will no longer be able to compete with free markets.Today, I also signed an executive order ending U.S. preferential treatment for Hong Kong. Hong Kong will now be treated the same as mainland China. No special privileges, no special economic treatment, and no export of sensitive technologies.
白宫之后发出了特朗普总统签署香港自治法的声明，在声明当中表示呢，中国违反了中英联合声明，不过呢，也说法案当中的某些要求可能导致总统无法执行宪法赋予的外交政策权利。那么在那样的情况之下，将会把法案当中的某些限制视为是建设性而且没有强制性的。那么在记者会上呢，也有记者询问特朗普总统是否最近有跟中国国家主席习近平交谈，对此呢，特朗普总统表示并没有，而且也不打算要。那么白宫在星期二的晚上呢，另外也发出了特朗普总统所签署的香港正常化行政命令。在这份行政命令当中规定说呢，15天之后，美国政府各机关要开始实施该命令，规范包括香港特区护照将视同于中华人民共和国的护照，还取消香港的优待出口执照，停止对香港的警察提供训练，取消美港之间的司法引渡协议等等。还有美国的财政部以及国务院呢，将会检视发展支持实施港版国安法，而借此的危害了香港稳定以及自治的相关人等或实体。那么美国呢，也会实施检查自行审查限制或者是处罚香港言论自由、民众集会以及媒体自由和独立的人士跟实体。那如果未来中国改变做法的话呢，让香港能够恢复美国认为的足够的自治程度，那么特朗普总统的行政命令表示说，他会考虑重新来修改这份命令当中的规定。那么在这个白宫的记者会上呢，特朗普总统也同时称赞了英国对于华为发出的禁令。我们看一下特朗普总统对于华为是怎么说的。
We confronted untrustworthy Chinese technology and telecom providers. We convinced many countries, and I did this myself for the most part, not to use Huawei because we think it's an unsafe security risk. It's a big security risk. I talked many countries out of using it. If they want to do business with us, they can't use it. Just today, I believe that UK.announced that they're not going to be using it. And that was up in the air for a long time, but they've decided. And you look at Italy, you look at many other countries.
那特朗普总统在白宫的记者会上呢，也多次的表示说，他在中国问题上比他的这个政治对手民主党的拜登要来得强硬。我们下面看一下美国之音白宫记者维达库斯瓦拉的报道。香港自治法案将制裁那些与实施北京新港版国安法的中国官员有生意往来的个人或实体。这项法案并且给予总统权力，可以扣押那些中国官员的资产，并且阻止他们入境美国。
I think the administration is saying that this is probably a signal that we're past the point of trying to convince Beijing to back off from Hong Kong and now just imposing costs on it for the behavior that it's taking.
特朗普的行政命令终结了香港的优惠待遇，现在香港将被当成中国大陆一样来对待。本星期，特朗普政府同时也成功的对英国施压，将中国公司华为的设备从其 5G 网络当中移除。总统表示，自己对中国的立场比他的政治对手更为强硬。拜登将在11月总统大选当中挑战特朗普。
Joe Biden's entire career has been a gift.To the Chinese Communist Party and to the calamity of errors that they've made.
拜登批评特朗普挑起与中国的贸易战，同时表示自己对北京很强硬。
The Chinese are spending multiple billions of dollars trying to own the technology of the future, while we sit with our thumb in our ear.
扎克库珀说，中国将成为美国大选当中的重要议题。
Both sides are a bit vulnerable here, and I think, frankly, the president might be more vulnerable. You know, the president's got a trade deal with China, which he signed this January, and the trade deal doesn't protect against some of the very things that the president seems to be most upset by right now, and it included provisions.About agriculture purchases, which are particularly helpful, obviously, in electorally important states in the upper Midwest.
特朗普最近说，由于北京处理新冠疫情的方式，与中国的关系严重受损，而他对于跟中国谈判第二阶段贸易协议不感兴趣。与此同时，华盛顿批准了价值$6.2亿的对台导弹军售案，中国宣布制裁美国国防承包商洛克希德马丁公司。并且制裁了共和党参议员卢比奥以及克鲁兹，他们两位都严词批评中国。
英国国会议员不断呼吁制裁侵犯人权的中国官员，其中就包括香港特首林郑月娥。
过去这个周末，超过50万人在香港民主派初选中投票，显示出对香港民主的支持。这场初选将选出参加九月选举的反对派候选人。北京实施港版国安法已有2周时间，许多居民担忧他们的基本自由被剥夺。
I do hope that the international community would see how our solidarity and would stand with us and help us, hopefully.
西方国家对北京越来越强硬，但还不清楚他们能为香港人提供多少帮助。英国1997年将香港主权移交中国时，同中国签署了一项国际条约。据称，该条约保证了香港50年的政治自由。英国及其盟国表示，中国新颁布的法律违反了该协议。
Beijing said that for 50 years they'd give the people of Hong Kong a high degree of autonomy, and you all have seen what's happened after only 23 years. Empty promises made to the people of Hong Kong and to the world.
澳大利亚上星期终止了与香港的引渡条约，并宣布为在澳大利亚的香港护照持有人延长签证和提供公民身份的途径。这反映了英国对在香港的海外护照持有人公民身份的政策。一些英国议员希望中国官员成为马格尼茨基法制裁的下一目标。这项新的立法能冻结海外资产和施加旅行限制。香港特首林郑月娥可能是第一个被制裁的对象。
Carrie Lam, as I understand it, whose family have British passports, needs to be made very clear to her that the action she has taken in line with the Chinese government make it very difficult for us to deal with her.
邓肯·史密斯说，英国还应该在其他多个议题上对峙中国。
The Uyghur population and forced sterilization and incarceration,you've got the problem with Hong Kong, with them stripping away the rights of people to protest and to comment, which is astonishing, really. Their threats around Taiwan, their control of the South China Seas, even when the UN tells them to get out, their border clashes with India, and their complete disregard of the rights of anybody in China who disagrees with them.
美国上星期对三位中国官员进行制裁，理由是他们涉嫌参与对维吾尔人的迫害。中国做出愤怒反应，并表示其他国家不应干涉其所称的内政。
In Beijing's perspective, Xi Jinping cannot be wrong. Xi Jinping can never admit he make mistakes, and therefore it's very unlikely that China will revise its policy.towards either Hong Kong or, for that matter, the UK.
英国、美国和其他的盟国正在测试他们对中国的影响力，在东西方紧张关系加剧之际，成为衡量全球力量的尺度。美国之音李奇维尔，伦敦报道。
周二表示，他对美中第二阶段的贸易协议现在不感兴趣，并且他继续就新冠疫情指责中国。上周他也做出了类似的表态，引发了各界对于美中两国贸易关系前景的担忧。
美中紧张关系持续升温，特朗普总统周二继续在新冠病毒疫情问题上指责中国管控不力，并表示没有兴趣与中国对话，商讨第二阶段贸易协议。本周早些时候，白宫表示第一阶段协议仍然有效。今年2月生效的美中第一阶段贸易协议中，一个核心内容是中国承诺两年增购2000亿美元美国商品。受到新冠疫情及能源价格下跌等因素的影响，中国履行承诺的希望更加渺茫。彼得森经济学研究所报告显示，今年前五个月，中国购买的美国商品总价值只有所承诺的一半。此前，两国对第二阶段协议何时展开并没有明确规划。美国目前仍对2500亿中国商品维持25%的惩罚性关税，其中包括鞋履、箱包等消费品。这些成本普遍被认为被美国的进口商和消费者吸收。期待第二阶段协议带来关税减免的行业，对目前的形势感到失望。缩小与中国的贸易逆差是特朗普总统的标志性政策，历经18个月达成的第一阶段协议也被视为其重要成果之一。
I think it would be a shame if the trade deal was abandoned, particularly if that was done in a way that created more tension between China and the United States. I think the best thing that could happen is for China to make a truly good faith effort to live up to its side of that deal.
但在新冠疫情拖累全球经济的背景下，学者对中国履行贸易协议中巨额的采购承诺并不乐观。
It's much easier to normalize, or restore activity on the supply side, opening plants and bringing, workers back to work, than it is to, ask consumers to resume their previous activities.
除新冠疫情之外，北京通过港版国安法收紧对香港的管控，南中国海主权声索、华为等科技企业带来的国家安全隐患，也使美中两国对抗更加频繁，给两国贸易关系增添变数。
美国的年轻人们不太可能忠于一个政党，而是更为重视候选人们如何解决他们最为重视的问题。美国的民意调查显示，30岁以下的选民们最重视的问题是社会正义、医疗保健、学生贷款以及气候变化。
30岁以下的选民是当今美国最多样化的投票群体。
You know, we see things like healthcare come up to the top often. But we also see that there's other issues that are really a major concern to young people.
Social inequality is a big thing for me.
Climate change politics. So I am big on market-based climate policy.
Former Vice President Joe Biden.
You know, those are still top ticket issues, but I think this public health crisis has now put two issues top of mind squarely for young people.
Healthcare is huge for me.
You know, have access to doctors, healthcare.
35% 的年轻选民说他们是独立选民，而且年轻选民比前几代人更可能根据议题而不是党派忠诚来投票。
College affordability and student debt is something that has been on young people's minds for 10 years, right? I mentioned $1.7 trillion. That is a massive issue for young people because when they're starting their lives, they actually are being held back by an anchor of weight and debt.
Yeah, and so equity is, there's, let's say you have a kid, right?
The difficulty in moving up a ladder in society that a lot of people have right now. I just feel like our country is not doing a good enough job at addressing those things.
But young people are also talking to their peers. Young people are also working for campaigns, talking to parents and family members, maybe doing some translation work, and uplifting through self-created media issues in their communities that they think really need to be covered and talked about in election.
专家表示，从政者如果想要赢得这新一代的选民，就必须考虑如何去迎合他们。美国之音记者萨拉伊，华盛顿报道。
在这一集的太空漫谈里，美国宇航局在几千万里之外的地方展开史诗般的夏季旅程。一位曾经在月球上行走又到过地球最深处的宇航员和我们分享了他的经历。
当地球上的许多夏日旅游计划因新冠病毒而叫停的时候，美国宇航局的探测车最近却在七千万公里之外展开攀山越岭之旅。
It's going to be, you know, a voyage. Think about in olden times when you had a voyage across the continent and it took months of an expedition of exploration. It's going to be similar to that.
阿比盖尔·弗雷曼是火星好奇号探测车副项目科学家。他说，研究过去的火星环境可能为这个红色星球上生命的存在或起源提供线索。
We're really interested in understanding what makes planets habitable. Why did we have life arise on Earth? Did we ever have life arise on Mars? Could we have had life that formed on other planets?
好奇号为了进行研究，必须绕着山脉行驶，以免卡在山脚的沙子里。通过对山脉从头到脚的调查，宇航局可以研究这个星球的历史和环境变迁。
Going on this expedition to, you know, understand what makes planets work and what governs their climate and what makes them habitable and not habitable, absolutely is going to help us better understand our own planet and hopefully kind of predict the future of where our planet might be headed as well.
好奇号的行程可能会持续几个月，并且只会延伸几公里。弗雷曼说，这个项目的许多科学家在大流行病开始前已经在远程工作。与此同时，前美国宇航局宇航员和缔造历史的第一位女性太空行走者凯西·沙利文最近再度创造历史。
Unlike the explosive ride of lifting off the planet in a rocket ship, getting to the bottom of the ocean in a submersible is a very smooth, almost really serene elevator ride.
68岁的沙利文的名字被纳入一份独一无二的名单，上面都是曾下潜11公里到地球海洋的最低点，也就是挑战者深渊的人。这个职业探险家对越来越多的微塑料污染及其所造成的深远影响发出了警告。
Every other breath you take, you can consider that as oxygen provided by plankton in the ocean. That's how critically dependent each and every one of us is on the ocean around us.
本周最后要介绍的是彗星 C2020, 也就是俗称的 Neowise， 清晨出现在法国上空。美国宇航局说，这个自然烟花彗星在7月11日前都可看到，之后要到8月中旬再度出现。美国之音记者阿拉巴萨迪，华盛顿发来的报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。